This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. For a long time, school cafeterias have been serving up more than lunch. Many of them also provide breakfast. And schools with high levels of poverty often serve an after-school meal, too. But the number of students taking that supper, as it's often called, fell by almost a quarter between 2021 and 22. That's the finding of a report out today from the nonprofit Food Research and Action Center. It's the largest decline since after-school meals became an option more than a decade ago. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
The after-school meal known as supper can be served as early as 2:45 at Charleston County School District in South Carolina.
Because the kids are hungry.
Walter Campbell is executive director of nutrition services there. The meal includes a protein, a grain, a fruit or veg, and milk. One favorite is a hot ham and cheese sandwich. And Campbell says he can see the difference these meals make.
I think having a meal after school before they have their homework and having the time to eat that meal impacts their mood. I mean, food absolutely impacts their mood.
But Charleston is among the places that's seen a drop in the number of students eating those meals. One reason, it's been hard to find staff for after school programs where the meals are served. Clarissa Hayes is the primary author of that new report from the Food Research and Action Center.
So they just could not get enough staff to serve the meals, run the activities, and that really impacted participation.
Hayes says inflation played a role too.
So even buying bread, for example, or fruit or vegetables or things that they buy all the time for these programs were higher than normal. So they just weren't able to make the cost of the meal fit underneath the federal reimbursement that they were getting.
Also, to be eligible for the program, 50% of a school students must qualify for free or reduced cost lunch. During the pandemic, the federal government lifted that requirement, but now it's back in place, and that limits which schools can take part. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.